Hello everyone, and welcome to today's episode. Today, we explore an important academic question. How can human language and machine language come together to form a new kind of literacy for the future? This question sits at the heart of contemporary literacy research and at the center of Met 540. For thousands of years, humans have reinvented writing technologies. Clay tablets, paper, alphabets, the printing press, and finally computers. As scholar like Haas in 1996 argue, each writing tool changes how humans think, plan, and communicate. Writing tools don't just organize language, they reorganize the mind. But today, something radically new is happening. For the first time in history, our tools are speaking back. AI systems can read, summarize, translate, write essays, and sustain long conversations. They don't feel emotions, but they create language. And this creates a new need. Humans and machines must develop a shared language. A bridge between human communication and machine-generated meaning. First of all, a small journey through writing. Writing began because memory alone wasn't enough. Over time, literacy expanded from handwriting to print, from digital text to multimodal media. Cook and Kalantzis remind us that literacy today is not just reading and writing. It is designing meaning across modes, linguistic, visual, audio. The New London Group in 1996, calls this world multiliteracy, a landscape where meaning is made through diverse cultural and technological systems. And now, AI is the newest chapter in this long story. Not replacing writing, but transforming how we write, read, and design communication. As you know, machines summarize long text. They translate language. They help plan lessons, write code, create stories. A consensus shows large language models bring huge opportunities, but also risk like bias, hallucination, and misinformation. We are entering an era of AI interaction literacy. A literacy where humans must know how to communicate clearly with systems that generate language. This is no longer a specialist skill. Students, teachers, researchers, and professionals all interact with AI daily. This is why a shared literacy matters for everyone. Human language is emotional and cultural. We speak through stories, irony, humor, memories. But machine language is statistical. It comes from patterns across billions of texts, not lived experience, not feeling, not memory. As Mars notes, algorithms quietly shape everyday decisions, but they do so without human intuition. This difference leads to confusion. Sarcasm becomes literal. Unclear questions produce unclear outputs. Missing context creates error. We need a middle space, a hybrid communication style where humans and AI understand each other more clearly. One part of this shared language is prompt literacy. Good prompts are clear, specific, structured contextual. This aligns with Belshaw's idea of digital literacies, literacies that depends on context, creativity, critical thinking, and confidence with tools. Prompt literacy is becoming a basic skill, as essential today as handwriting was centuries ago. We can say digital communication is multimodal. Emojis, images, layout, color, timing, all carry meaning. Denisi, in 2016, explains that emojis act as a visual sign symptom. They reduce clarity, unclarity, and help express emotion quickly. For example, smile means happy, heart means love, brains means thinking. These symbols also help machines understand our intent because their meaning are simple and consistent. Small symbols, big bridges. Okay, why we all need machine literacy? Machine literacy is not about coding. It is about understanding how AI works, what it can do, and what its limits are. AI already shapes healthcare, justice systems, education, transportation, and communication. As Kansenchi et al. In 2023 argue, people must understand AI to avoid risks like misinformation, bias, and overtrusting machine output. Machine literacy helps learners evaluate accuracy, identify bias, guide AI responsibility, protect privacy, make ethical choices. This is essential for fairness. We cannot allow a world where only experts understand intelligent systems. A shared human-machine language, in my opinion, must be included. Clear prompts, contextual conversation, multimodal meaning-making, and ethical awareness. This language will not replace natural languages. It supports them. It helps us build a partnership, not a competition, between human and AI. School and universities could teach students how to ask precise questions, evaluate AI-generated response, detect bias, use multimodal tools, and create ethically with AI. Luke in 2003 remind us that literacy in the digital age is deeply connected, multimodal, and interdisciplinary. Education is no longer just about using tools. It is about thinking with tools, critically, ethically, and creatively. We are living in a remarkable historical moment. For the first time, our writing tools write with us. The question is not, will machine replace humans? The real question is, can we build a shared language that allows human and AI to collaborate meaningfully? Because if we can, the future will be more open, more creative, and more deeply human. Thank you for listening. For references, please visit my webspace. Until next time, keep learning, keep exploring, and keep building bridges between humans and machines.